Oh, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I am chatting with David Irfley, founder and editor of the Junior Miner Junkie. Now, Dave, these markets have been relatively slow, especially this week, and even last week we had some volatility, but overall, it's not just the precious metals, it's also equity markets, more risk-on markets that have been fairly slow recently. One thing that continues to stand out and has been noted a couple times on our site is still the strength in the silver stocks. As much as, let's say, gold and even silver and even gold stocks are still hanging around some of these lower support levels, although they are holding though there, silver is still in a fairly nice uptrend. The silver stocks, we look at SIL, that is well off any of the lows from this year and keeps on putting in higher lows. Same with SILJ, the Silver Miner Junior ETF, that is testing out some near-term highs. It's very interesting to see silver continuing to lead. You and I talked about it last week where you said it's most likely some of the industrial uses that are also playing a role. But overall, if we really understand with silver stocks leading, that I think is quite positive for this overall sector. Where do you stand?
I couldn't agree more, Corey. Yeah, it's interesting. And also you can add that up until this week, silver was continuing to lead gold lower, even though the silver stocks were leading both metals higher and the gold stocks higher. So it's very interesting dichotomy taking place here. And what you saw yesterday with the upside reversal because of the news out of China that they're now following these impeachment hearings, and they're not going to agree to anything until they see some sort of outcome of these hearings. And also President Trump basically saying, look, I haven't said anything about taking any tariffs off, and these tariffs are due to be put on in about 3 weeks. So I think silver and gold are sniffing this, and silver and gold stocks and silver stocks are sniffing this out a little bit.
Now, gold stocks haven't exactly had the same nice move that silver stocks had. Some of the majors are actually doing quite a bit better because they've been producing some good numbers, but the juniors aren't leading or aren't even following along for the most part. Still, a lot of juniors that I follow are very much struggling. Why do you think that gold juniors haven't been being bought kind of like the silver stocks? Both are more of the retail type of sentiment play that usually they do somewhat move together.
Yeah, that's another interesting dichotomy, Corey. I think there's a lot of tax loss selling going on, a lot of these things. And silver juniors have held up very well for most of the year. So the silver juniors that still have gains for the year are not being sold for tax loss because basically there's no losses in a lot of them. So, but a lot of these microcap juniors, especially the ones that need cash, if they're low on cash and the market sees it's obvious that they're going to need to raise cash soon, they're being sold for tax loss. And these news releases of drill results, unless they're bonanza grade or it's a major discovery, the liquidity is being used to sell them because the market sees, okay, they didn't really hit anything and they're going to need money. So let's sell for tax loss and maybe buy them back at the beginning of the year.
Now, does that present an opportunity for investors to get into these junior gold stocks? Because quite frankly, you're right. Yes, unless they have some bonanza grade drill results, they're not moving higher. But these silver stocks, they don't even need to be coming out with any sort of significant news. And they seem to be at least stabilized, if not moving higher. So why not try to get ahead of maybe any money that could rotate into these gold juniors?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what I'm doing, and that's what I advise my subscribers to do. Take this opportunity to get into a few of these juniors that you may have missed. But you got to make sure that they're cashed up until at least the middle of next year before you bite on some of these things too soon, because there is still another month and a half of tax loss selling here. So, that a lot of these things can be sold for tax loss right up until the end of the year, but they don't ring a bell on any of these things. They all bottom at their own, at their own time. So, you know, when sellers dry up, that's when they're going to bottom.
Now, what about the potential to, if these companies are low on cash, but if they have Canadian properties and are Canadian explorers, we do see a lot of flow through financings take place around this time of the year to year end. Do you put a little bit more weight in some of those companies being able to raise money in the next about month and a half?
Absolutely. Yes, I'm glad you brought that up. If they've got a management team that's got access to capital, then as far as raising money is concerned, it's really not that big a deal. So if you see something that's being sold off and they've got a management team that has access to capital, and you feel that they're going to get a raise at a good price, then absolutely you could take a chance, maybe buy a half position now and buy a half position later, something like that. But it's difficult to try to pick a bottom in these things. But if you do buy something and it goes a little lower, it's also important not to panic and just wait, because a lot of these things are bottoming here.
Okay, now that whole concept of picking a bottom, I think that's a very dangerous game. I prefer to wait until the stock does get some sort of a rebound and can actually, or is actually starting to move a bit higher. How are you playing that game? Picking a bottom, not picking a bottom, waiting for a turn? What are you doing?
Well, it all depends on the stock, Corey. The one that I'm going to announce a buy tomorrow. I'm writing the report right now on a high risk early stage explorer that made a discovery earlier in the year, and the stock gapped up on that discovery and had a huge move. Well, the selling in the stock has increased recently, and that discovery gap has filled with big volume on a spike low. So I feel that that stock is, if it hasn't bottomed, it's very close to one. So I think it's a low risk entry point on a high risk early stage exploration stock when something like that happens. And this company does have a serially successful management team that does have access to capital.
Okay, well, I'm a subscriber, so I'm going to be keeping a very close eye on what that recommendation is. Let's also just talk generally about gold and silver. Both have bounced from that first or at least initial support zone when we talk about gold, about $1,450. But it hasn't bounced heavily. We do have about $15 here that it has given itself room. But I have also seen a lot of commentators saying that there is the potential here that this is nothing more than a bit of a dead cat bounce. Where do you stand on the price action after that support was tested?
Well, I would agree with these analysts saying this is a dead cat bounce if the stocks were not saying otherwise, and especially the silver stocks. You know, the miners, as far as the GDX is concerned, has pretty much remained in this bullish flag and has held strong support at 26, while the gold price has lost strong support at 1480 and traded all the way down to the 1450s. So I think even below 1450, it traded down below there, but it didn't close down there, but it did trade down there. So that is very bullish action when you have the miners showing relative strength. And I think if we see a gold price with a close above 1480, there's a real good chance that this consolidation is over.
All right. Well, I guess we're going to wrap it up there. Not much more to cover other than, yeah, you look at the stocks, the larger gold miners and silver stocks across the board are looking quite strong. And that should give some confidence to investors. But also remember, this is still a very selective game right here where you do need to pick off some good stocks. And if it's in the gold space, you know what, we could see a little bit more weakness to year end, but that can also be another time to take some positions and play that bounce that we usually see at the very end of the year and into the first about month or two of the new year. So 2020, let's see where we go. But so far, 2019 has been encouraging, and now the stocks finally are showing some more constructive nature heading into year end. Dave? Great chatting with you. Thanks for taking some time. Everyone, click that link below. You can go sign up for Dave's newsletter, and even if you're in time, get that new recommendation tomorrow. Dave, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Corey.